When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off? The entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is.
Invincible. Oh, yeah.
Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Invincible. Most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but
Number 2.
Heinie Camo's Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Cats return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 for the non-conference finale. Tickets are available at nusports.com. So the Bears will play Washington on Saturday. It'll be one of their final two remaining games of this season, which has been extremely disappointing. And it is somewhat disappointing for Pernell McPhee, who has spent some time injured. But right now, he says he's feeling pretty good.
Like I said earlier, man, I'm happy to be back. I'm blessed. I'm healthy, you know. So, you know, as the next two games, I'm going to fight my butt off to come out victorious.
McPhee was in practice today in full participation. So was Tracy Porter. However, Eddie Goldman was out of practice today. He's got that injured ankle. Bears All Access is on the Score tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock and then at 7 Thursday Night Football. Giants face the Eagles. And speaking of the Giants, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. fined $18,000 by the NFL because he wore cleats honoring the late Craig Sager. The NFL loves to fine people for various reasons. That's like their thing, man. The status for Packers running back James Starks uncertain for Saturday against Minnesota. He was involved in a car wreck last week, and Ian Rappaport today gave some details there. Said Starks' vehicle was struck by an 18-wheeler. The other driver may have been texting. It does not look like Starks was at fault in the accident. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov will not play for the Blackhawks tomorrow. They'll take on Colorado, each of them injured. But Corey Crawford is back. He will play. He will start in goal. He returns from the appendectomy. And the Bulls have the night off tonight. Tomorrow, they face Charlotte. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And the Scores holiday broadcast brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane.
Chicago, Illinois.
August 16th, 1999.
Terry Bores.
Hello there.
A 670 The Score original and former Chicago Sun-Times columnist.
I have long been America's friend. It says it in my business card.
Dan Bernstein.
Sucking the joy out of sports.
Score reporter for the Bears and the Jordan-era Bulls.
Michael, when you re-entered the game in the fourth quarter, was that just to ensure the lead, or was that because you really wanted to rub this one in?
No. That was a pretty smart question.
Teamed up to form one of the weirdest duos in the history of sports radio.
We don't need to call it anything. All we have to call it is Dan Bernstein and Terry Bores, as produced by Matt Fishman and Jonathan Hood.
We're more than mornings. We're going to be with you till noon.
Well, I'm glad putting you guys together proves once again that even a blind squirrel trips on a nut once in a while.
Ooh.
Their talents attracted some of the finest broadcasters in the industry.
No.
Speaking of James Brown.
Yeah.
Lefty hurler Bone Luger
and Vicieta with a solar homo there.
Junior Seau did have CTE.
No Sosa, no problem.
Like a tree falling in the forest, and you know, no one there to see it.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry, and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night.
What?
Make that his son Chip.
Bad.
Over the course of their radio partnership, Terry Bores and Dan Bernstein would become the best of friends, despite the fact that they've never spoken to each other outside of the workplace.
It's such a miserable penis.
It's a miserable penis.
You make the weird noises and I do the weird voices.
Yeah, your comedy bits kind of suck.
This is why Hawk hates you.
Take that, Bernsey.
Feelings were hurt along the way.
So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me.
No.
Burns and Bornstein. Who the hell are they?
Don't be so smarmy. Just say hello.
I didn't know this interview was going to be turned into this. I thought we were going to talk about what's going on. So
this is going on.
My loyal teammates, Bernstein and Bores. Don't they want anything for the team? They're team players.
A show by the name of Bornes and Bernstein. I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
They deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Good friends were made.
Hello there.
Dan, you did go to Drake University.
I told you I had a total knee replacement. It was a partial total knee replacement.
My pleasure, thank you.
That's Yanni.
I forgot what I was going to call about.
And great friends were lost.
Hi, guys.
This is my boy, Shay. Rock and roll, guys.
Let's go out to Black. I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
But the love and respect from their listeners is perhaps their greatest accomplishment.
The average caller sucks.
You know what? I want to tell you something, pal.
Tell me something, pal.
I think you're on something.
Can I take a call from a Bob?
I don't know.
Yeah, is this the Penguin? I saw you in person, and you look like Danny DeVito.
I was wearing a tuxedo, probably.
Yeah, did they throw fish at you?
Let's take a call from an idiot.
Come down to Hagwish anytime, and you do the show there, and we'll see what happens.
Blah, blah, blah.
But an old bitch.
Larry, this comment's for you.
Larry who?
Larry Horst. Still got a legitimate backup in McCowan.
McCown! It's not McCowan!
McGowan.
No! It's not Ryan. It's Ryan.
Ryan.
My blood pressure's going up. Are you crazy?
I hate you. I really hate you.
You stupid idiot. He had evidence. He knew about the plea deal.
He made a mistake.
He did a damn mistake. You should go to jail, too. Get out of here.
I hate you, too. What would you know about black people's hair? Boy.
Oh, boy.
But my girls aren't listening.
17 years, countless coaches and general managers hired and fired.
It happens.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Dude, not my show, but I'm on that show.
They should fucking fire me.
Whistle, Dixie.
I said from the beginning there would be dust on that highway.
Do your job.
3 Stanley Cups.
What's up, Chicago?
Super Bowl 41.
Hester 5.
World Series championships later.
Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's come to an end.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
The longest running sports talk show in the history of Chicago radio signs off for the final time today.
The final Boers and Bernstein broadcast.
We close out a wonderful run, and I would have never dreamed the two guys who didn't seem correctly matched were correctly matched.
I hated the show for about the first 10 years, but I never stopped listening. The show brings all emotions in people, and there have been times when I wanted to throw something on my radio.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times I wanted to stand up and applaud and high-five you guys. It's the most honest radio I have really ever heard.
August 16th, 1999 to December 22nd, 2016.
I would have never thought it was going to last that long, and it did.
Well, because radio shows don't.
They just don't.
Boers and Bernstein.
Thank you.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're back at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village for the final Boers and Bernstein show. Now, back to Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, I've been asked that question a lot over the years. Why did this show work? And, you know, if you did that, if you knew the answer to that, you'd give it to Mitch and any other program director across the country. There's no explanation for any of it. There just isn't. If there's a formula, everybody would do it. They'd say, well, you two guys would just be fine. No. No, we had no idea. And it isn't something, say, you don't create with chemistry. You actually do over a period of time. And I, you know, the only guy I'd really worked with a lot in radio was Damon. And I, you're not him, that's for sure. First of all, you're sober. No.
For the moment.
I can't. I love Danny. You know that. That's a little shot. He'll take it. He'll be here the fifth. People have asked this question countless times. Why does I don't know why it works. If I had that answer, I would be the program director at the Score.
It's not our job to really know or care why it works.
No, I have no idea.
That's why Mitch loses sleep all the time. That's why he's trying to figure out. That's why. I don't think two radio programmers even might agree on what makes it work. Because you see it in radio, you see it in television. Sometimes one guy's got to say this, and then the other guy's got to say that.
Yeah,
and then they fight, and he represents these people, and others are more laissez-faire and just say, be who you are and do what you do. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But what they pay them the big money for is to know it when they hear it and be responsible for understanding some of it.
Well, I can tell you why it works. You think no one has I have an answer for you. It's because the two of you, and I've done radio 15 years now, and I've known enough people to come through the Score, you guys don't have egos. And I know a lot of full-time on-air guys come through, and they have egos, and they demand that the things go particular in certain ways. From day one, when I came on the show 13 years ago,
13 years,
you guys said, open the mic whenever you want. You're part of the show. You never once told me what production to do. You never once told Scott Scher what production to do. You never once told Jason what production to do. You never once told Chris Tannehill what production you want to hear. You guys never picked out a song and said, this song must be played here. You never did anything. You allowed
enough
everyone...
Enough of the Gillette, lose it.
Right. You weren't like that. You know, in 17 years on the air, you guys have had 5 full-time producers. 5. Three associate producers and two... No, four.
You have four. Hood.
Four. So there's 6 total.
6 total. The APs have been Hood, Scott, Cher,
Jason Goff, and
Chris Tannehill.
And then you've had me and Zampillo.
And Fishman.
So 7. I forgot about Fishman. He's falling off.
I forgot about Fishman. We can't find him.
Well, because I remember days with him being like, hey, Matt, where's my paycheck? And then you get the blank stare.
Yeah.
Huh? So 7. Yeah. 7 total. 7 total in 17
years. For both of those spots.
3 executive producers, 4 associate producers, because that's the thing.
At a high turnover spot
in the industry. Yeah, absolutely. So it's been you guys. Obviously, that's why listeners love the show. This is why producers stay working on your show, because you guys don't have egos. You don't demand that things go this way. You allow everyone who works with you, and it's not for you, it's with you, to do their jobs.
But I want to say there was something, too, that happened the first day that was really important. When we found out, you know, I had been doing evenings for just a couple of months.
Hey, you were doing updates for Murph, right?
Yes, and then I got that.
You killed that partnership,
job.
Didn't you? Quick.
And the when it was Ron Gleason, I want to have a meeting with the two of you before you start, before the first show. And it was out of the back alley of the old building,
the old bunker,
where that crazy person used to wait for Lynn Bramer. I actually think now it is Lynn Bramer.
He's wandering around. Lynn Bramer's waiting for Lynn Bramer out there.
He's actually wandering around there bothering people and looking for Lynn Bramer.
I love Lynn.
Ron said, now he looks at me and he said, remember, this is, first he wanted it to be Boers and Bernsey. He didn't want it to be Bernstein because it makes you more accessible to the listener. And I said, I really would prefer to actually have my name on it because he acquiesced to that. And then he said, Terry's name is first and foremost. He's the guy. It's more about him. Make sure that when it comes to mic time, when it comes to this, it's Boars and Bernstein. There's a reason why his name is first. I said, okay, I gotcha. And Ron went in, the door closed, and Terry pulled me back. And he said, don't listen to any of that crap. He said, just sit down and do the show.
It's our show.
That's exactly what he said. And he didn't have to do that.
Not at all. And that just shows, like I talked about, there is no ego. And I think having a partnership with Terry, and you know, you talked about earlier about learning from Terry as a father, and you also learn from Terry how to do this job. And Terry's never had an ego. There's never been an ounce of ego in Terry, and never. That's why you've been the heart and soul of not only the show, but the station. And I think a lot of people can learn a lot from you in the way you conducted yourself as a professional.
Oh,
and that story right there shows it. I mean, like, think of the number of times that Mitch has pulled all of us aside for a show meeting. He closes the door when he walks out, and then Terry says, don't listen to anything, you know, Mitch just said. I mean, those show meetings after show meetings
meetings.
Oh, no, that never happened, Mitch. They're lying.
Well, because usually with the entire time, Mitch is looking at three phones and he's typing on the computer. Yeah. Okay. Good meeting.
You guys take care now. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, okay, Coach.
Hold on a sec. I got to
check. It made it work, though.
Okay.
No, and that's been... Yeah. So that's the first thing is lack of egos on your guys. And the second thing is we generally... And you have to be really good at what you do, and you guys are, to do this where we don't plan things. Like people think, oh, Abaticola scripts out the show and... You know, Rusty from Stickney is a friend of mine that I write the scripts out for him. And, you know, Mike on West Side Mike is right. That's a guy that we brought in to do
we're
this.
We're not smart enough.
Right.
Yeah. We're not clever enough
if
to do
If I was
do
that good at that, I wouldn't be doing this particular show. So that's the thing. It's just, we just don't, whatever happens, happens. Mike goes on and we talk. And that's been you guys too.
As long as the homework's been done and it's very easy. There are a lot of people in your position and... I know there are some in other cities who have been in your position and are who don't do the work and who lean on their producers to get them all the info for everything. And
I very rarely have done anything for you guys. I mean, you know, I book guests, but, you know, like I don't give you show topics. I don't think it's my job. If you can't develop a topic for your own show, you shouldn't have that show.
You're exactly right.
And, like, you've never
printing out a pack of information
never.
Of stats and standings and stuff.
Like, if you were to say, hey, can you print out the NBA standings? I'd be like, no, use the company computer in front of you and look them up, dummy.
I'm not going to waste Tanny, where do I get those at?
Right. He asked for NBA standings. What are those? And where do
up,
I get
right.
them? Right. There's and I'm not saying that every radio show can do it the way we do it. That it might be, you know, I don't think that there is some medium market show where they say, all right, well, because it worked here for these guys, that this is how it's supposed to be done. I would never say that. I wouldn't pretend. All I know is for this one, for whatever reason, it just did. I also think that part of it were the number of years, you know, for the last 12 years, how many days you've worked from home. And when you're able to develop a rapport with somebody without even seeing them, without having hand signals and just being able to know through cadence, you know, both directions on that wire, on that ISDN line of having, and people have to know that when you've got a producer who has to talk to the hosts in different channels at different times to communicate different things during breaks and who's doing what, the fact that that even was as easy as just rolling out of bed after a while, that's sort of also having producers whose heart rate doesn't rise, with the exception of McCaffrey. Because that would be the only guy who immediately I know, I would see him turning kind of pink, and I knew I shouldn't talk to him at that point. There's like a more pink, right? There's like a
more pink.
It was like a warning level thing, like the terrorist threat or something. You knew if he's trending more crimson, you leave the room, kind of thing. But it's whatever it is. I don't know what the hell a lot of it was, but sometimes you things.
Yeah, I'll never
work.
Be sure either. So
I won't be. Justin in Atlanta, Georgia, is on the score.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Great.
First and foremost, I want to just go ahead and say thank you for the memories. I actually discovered you guys back in the fall of 2000 when I was making a commute from Des Plaines to St. Xavier University, and 8 to 12, and from that point on I was hooked and moved down to Atlanta about 8 years ago and found you on the app here. And yeah, I just got to say, over the years, whether it's bashing the phonies out there or, you know, having fun with the wackos, you know, you guys have been great, and I just want to thank you for the memories.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for taking the show to Atlanta, Georgia with you. We appreciate it.
Need all the help we can get.
We're Boers and Bernstein, 5 o'clock. Who you crapping one last time on The Score?
Here's a classic Dan and Terry moment. 83. On 670 The Score.
This guy here is the best guy on CBS Sports at breaking down football.
You guys are great. Thank you.
No.
You guys are the best guys on Chicago radio ever in the history of sports.
We suck and then we can't do anything about it. But you, I'm serious about this. I mean,
this is Boomer Esiason, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys.
The best.
Well, you guys are awesome. Best. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just try to be honest. Call it like as I see it, right? That's what they always say in this business. And I know that I have a family to feed. I don't worry about any friendships. I got a family to feed. I got business bills. I got bills coming out my wazoo. I got college tuitions and everything.
We had talked to Bart Scott before, and that's a trip. That is a trip. When he
tell me about it. He's so much fun to work with. He was a lot, you know, I work with Shannon Sharp, and I'm on the radio. God almighty,
it's a Niners fan. There's not a shot there.
Take nightmare. A picture, man.
Hey, we beat him in the Super Bowl. All right, I get it. Where's Joe Montana when you need him?
Probably.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy Super Bowl week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You got it.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Boomer Esiason of CBS, of multiple CBS platforms, WFAN and TV and radio, et cetera, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein show.
See what he said?
What'd he say?
Yeah, I heard Boomer.
Mr. Sims. He said Mr. Sims.
Oh, he's not Mr. Sims. He's not as dumb as Phil Sims.
What the hell?
We should call him Mr. Sims. That's great. That's like when Billick said people thought he was Belichick.
Right? That guy, look at him. He's shamed.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh, man. Who do you think Matt Ryan is?
It's okay.
It's okay, dude.
At least he called him Mr. He was trying to be all polite. Yeah, now we're making fun of him.
Now he's in the corner crying and whacking his Peter.
All right.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
352.
Now, I've been telling you about Mattress Firm for a long time now. We've been talking about this, a score. Everybody talks about it. Everybody knows about it. And I know right now, as we approach Christmas, that people are probably a little shopping burnout is going on, Maddie. But you know what? Now's not the time. Now is not the time to have that shopping burnout, because if you want a great experience and get something that's going to make you happy for a long time, you need to get to the year-end closeout sale at our guys at Mattress Firm.
Yeah, going on right now, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale, 50% off select floor models, 60% off accessories while supplies last. For a limited time, you get a free box with select mattress.
Oh, I love a free box.
Right. You know what? You get this mattress, you get a box, and then Ranji shows up at your house. What more do you need?
I changed the locks.
It's a free box. Save up to $500 store-wide on some of the best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more.
And what I love about this, too, is that I love a great shopping experience. I don't go shopping very much, but I want the full experience. I want you to help me. I'm a dumb guy. I don't want to look at this and not know what I'm looking at. You go to Mattress Firm. You're treated like a king or queen, and you get the full treatment. The mattress is just right for you. You're in there a long time getting it right, and that's important to me, because I don't want just somebody selling me stuff. I want somebody who's helping me, who's guiding me along the way here, because this stuff can be tricky.
And with Mattress Firm, you never have to worry.
Right. They are the sleep experts. They'll walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And I can answer the question that most people have asked me, Terry.
What is
and
it?
Even though you're retiring, we will still sleep together every night on our mattress from Mattress Firm.
And on our baseball trip.
And oh, my God. We're actually going to bring my Tempur-Pedic on our baseball trip with us next summer.
And you're driving.
And I'm driving. We'll have it on top of the car, and you can lay on the mattress on top of the car. Here's what you do. You go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you. You get in there and let the sleep experts help you, and they will find the right mattress for your sleep style. It's the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep.
Interesting items in music. The song Dominic the Donkey has an interesting backstory. It's said that Lou Monte, who recorded the song, got financial backing from the Gambino crime family, one of the biggest mafia families in the U.S. Also, it seems like Dominic isn't the first Italian animal Lou Monte sang about. An early hit of his was titled Petito, the Italian Mouse, who comes out at night to eat cheese, drink wine, and befriend the cat who was sent to catch him. Interesting items in music.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Up on the housetop is the first Christmas song to focus solely on Santa. But depending on which version of the lyrics you read, Santa brings some weird stuff to kids. One kid gets a hammer and tacks. Another kid gets a whip. Another kid who's 6 feet tall gets a basketball hoop only 3 feet off the ground because he's no good at the game.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Sunday, January 1st.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. Series premiere CBS Sunday, January 1st. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrity.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting items. Interesting items. Music.
The Christmas tree have a happy heart.
Most people wouldn't know the name Johnny Marks, but he contributed quite a bit to Christmas music, including penning the classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, and Run Rudolph Run. Interestingly enough, despite all the songs about Christmas that he wrote, he didn't even celebrate the holiday because he was Jewish.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's another classic B&B moment.
Bye, Cracky.
on 670 The Score.
Look who's out today. It's Mike in Milwaukee on The Score.
Albany.
Hi, Mike.
Am I talking to you guys? Oh.
We're here, Mike.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hello there, Bob.
I love
it. Isn't it, Bob? Huh? Yeah, it's like...
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Well, I don't either. I don't know. Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Huh?
What do you think about women's boxing and that?
Are you crazy? I can't understand you.
How do I wash the shirt? Do I wash it or do I dry clean it?
Well, I think you should, throw them away and just buy new stuff. That's what I do.
What's going on with the White Sox? Are they on or what?
Wow, what good. Yeah, they're all right. Spring training? Who cares?
It was a good movie. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm older than you, Bob. That's just all I'm saying.
What did you think of the Bear game last night?
Of what?
As I remember Jungle Jim Rivera, what they do. Whatever happened to Dave Nicholson? Boy, if we could have straightened him out.
Nelly Fox pulled a line drive. He was up in the air, and he pulled it.
Come on, Mike.
From Jungle Jim.
What's wrong with my Bulls?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with my Bulls?
Look at that free chill. Am I talking to Bob?
Hello there.
Hello there, Bob.
You ever try that new pizza yet? That one with the cheeseburger pizza yet? I think it's pretty good. I haven't tried it yet either.
Yeah. Well, I'm up here. You know what I mean.
Have a great day, Mike.
All right.
That was Chris Tannehill
using
virtual Bob from Niles to carry on a conversation with an inebriated Mike from Milwaukee.
And Bob from Niles, don't forget the one, the man who danced with Hillary Clinton at his prom.
That's right.
High school prom, they danced. I believe him, too.
Forever and a day.
And whatever he said, I watching him in action the one day we saw him, I believe him.
Oh, he likes things.
Oh, my God.
I hope he's all right. We heard from Mike from Milwaukee. I know he's been battling some health issues, but we have no idea what ever happened to our friend Bob from Niles.
No.
We think that he switched to a different facility where he didn't have the same kind of phone privileges.
Well, he didn't have them there either. He just used them. He really didn't have where he was either. So
he used to wander out, and they needed Brett Lyons to bring him back when he was...
Yep. That's right. I forgot Brett Lyons was our rescue, so I'll take him home.
Waiting for the bus that never came.
Yeah, he was on the wrong side of the street for the bus. The opposite direction from where he lived. Oh. But he was 68, did they say 68 or something? And every woman in that place, and I don't know how many there were, mostly waitresses, his eyes were on their ass. Every minute he was in there.
I thought more than his eyes.
One of them might have been fondled, but that is not my fault.
The old Christmas goose, I think.
Yeah, a little fondling. Yeah, not my fault. We did not invite him. He just came in and fondled their ass. But I'm not sure what he was doing. And when he said he was leaving, right? And then I noticed he wasn't there. And I went and looked. And he's across the street at the bus stop, going the wrong way. So we said, Brett, well, because it is going that way. He's from that side of Nile. So. Brett Lyons did take him home that day, and he also wasn't supposed to be out of the facility.
Yeah, Terry, if you remember right, no one, when we walked him back in, had any idea he had left. Because I walked him in, and I'm like, all right, Bob, I'll take you in. I'll make sure you get home. And the nurse at the reception desk was like, oh, hey, Bob, where have you been? Because you're supposed to turn in your key before you leave so they know you're missing. And
right.
I don't know.
Scoreboard update.
You know, I can't believe that nobody has reported to us to let us know where he is or if he's okay or not.
I agree.
I mean, somebody has to know him, right?
Maybe not.
Well, you can get to know him in a hurry. I promise you that.
Well,
you can get to know him real quick.
I mean, this has been going
real
on
quick, like
for like a year. We've been talking about where he is, if he's okay. Hello, Bob. Oh,
hey,
we're sick
you.
About him. I'm glad. I love Bob. So I would like to know what happened to him. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Cats return to Welsh Ryan tonight, 7 o'clock, for the non-conference finale. Tickets are available at nusports.com. So the Bears will take on Washington Saturday, which happens to be Christmas Eve. And Alshon Jeffrey has to take on Josh Norman.
Pretty good corner. He plays pretty physical. Make plays. Hell of a play.
That should be a fun matchup on Christmas Eve. For practice today, Eddie Goldman wasn't a part of it. He had to sit out because of a sore ankle. And for Tracy Porter and Pernell McPhee, they had good news. They were in full participation today. We have football on the score tonight. First, Bears All Access at 6. Then at 7, it is the Giants and the Eagles. Corey Crawford coming back for the Blackhawks. Great news for them. He will play against Colorado starting in goal tomorrow night. And Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov, the bad news, neither of them will be available tomorrow. And up next for the Bulls, they will take on Charlotte. They're off tonight, but they will play that game tomorrow. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them, so you can even book appointments for evenings and weekends with hundreds of doctors and office locations. There's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
Young or old, stockings stuffed with fun make everyone smile. Half Price Books has an amazing selection of surprises under $10. Journals, earbuds, action figures, way better than apples and a toothbrush. Season's readings from Half Price Books.
This hour brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, one of our fine sponsors today here at Real Time Sports. We also want to thank Windy City Suites in Lakeview, Viking Ski Shop, Muller Honda of Gurnee, Bolingbrook Golf Club, Craftsman. They are the ones that crafted this mobile studio set. Arango Cigar as well. We will be doing Who You Crappin' at the top of the hour, grabbing some calls between now and then. And this is Kenny and Dixon on the score.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm one of your biggest fans, and I look forward to keep listening to you over the years. And Terry, I just want you to know that you've helped me out through a lot of hard times and a lot of hard days that I've had. And I just listening to you guys both on the radio. Made me feel a whole lot better. So good luck in your retirement. I hope everything happens. I hope everything is great for you. And happy holidays to you both. And have a good new year. All right, thank you.
All right, my friend. Happy holidays to you. And believe me, it's been my pleasure.
It's Tony and Matson on WSCR.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I know it's been a long time. I know. I can relate to Bob and Niles. You know? Sorry, I never got to meet him. But anyways, that was I wanted to say, you know, thanks. Obviously, the retirement thing's happening. Okay. Good luck, Terry. I'm right here next year. We'll hang out. And just really enjoyed listening to you. To be totally honest, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I've listened to talk radio for... I was a huge AM1000 fan and a huge Steve Dahl fan, and what I really liked about your show was that you gave me some inner workings and you gave me some home life, Dan and Terry, and that's, to me, what made your show different. I liked hearing about what your kids were doing and what your inner life was, and, you know, I'm a huge talk radio fan.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. That's so much.
Thanks for being a part of the show, and Kirk Heinrich, thanks you, too, for always being supportive of him.
I always thank Kirk Heinrich, no matter what.
Throughout his, Tony was always, if you know Tony, if the voice is familiar, it's not only he got into it with Ranji a couple times, he also, and I believe Kirk Heinrich was with the Bulls for, what, like 12 years or something like that?
A long time.
And no matter what he did, Tony didn't like him or like anything he did.
Right.
No matter what.
I get that.
Pete and Crystal Lake, welcome to WSCR, The Score. Well, let's try... My screen's playing tricks on me. Hi, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say, I just wanted to say thanks to both of you. I'm 36, and for the past 14 years, you guys have been, you know, a constant in my life. Like a lot of other listeners and callers have said, rough times, good times in general. You know, you've been there. And, you know, from the Larry Horst saga, which, I mean, if you remember, people were holding up signs across the country. So from one stupid malaprop, it turns into this whole thing. So, you know, 83 and everything else. It's just been a great run. And I really want to thank you and wish you guys both good luck.
Thank you, Pete. My friend. Yep. You'll know where to find me. You can find him probably at a dog track or at a minor league baseball game somewhere. That's where you can find him. Or just sitting on the back porch, asleep in a lounge chair.
Thinking
about something. Maybe.
Maybe.
Warren is on the north side, and he's on Boers and Bernstein.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, when I think of this wild and wonderful collaboration called the Boers and Bernstein Show, I really think of two things. I think of intelligence, and I think of laughter. And that's what I want to thank you both for. The first thing is assuming an intelligence of your audience. And I know that sounds funny to be said about a show whose claim to fame is calling their callers dumbasses. But I think that's because you assumed a certain intelligence of us when you spoke to us. And then it was almost a disappointment when the idiots would call in. But you always spoke to us assuming an intelligence and assuming a humanity. And I want to thank you for that. And the other thing is the laughter. The conversation between Bob and Mike, I know that was a Chris Tannehill creation, but that's exactly what you guys do. It's just segments that have tears streaming down your face from laughter. And I could be having a horrible afternoon and one segment listening to you guys either trying to break somebody up or going off on some ridiculous subject can absolutely turn things around. And Dan, I'm looking forward to hearing you for years more. And Terry, you are going to be sadly missed. The laughter in the afternoon simply won't be the same without you. And I'm curious, how many of the monkeys made it to this glorious day?
I think I've got five left. I haven't checked. I haven't fed them. There could be none. I think five made it to this point. The Sikh monkey.
Wait, the sick monkey.
The sick monkey is okay. He's not gone.
The wet monkey.
The wet monkey's always there.
Okay, the sick monkey and
top
the wet
of the steps.
Monkey.
Yeah, they're there.
The eaten monkey's gone.
The eaten monkey's gone.
And the sink monkey died.
Sink monkey died.
Right?
The Sikh monkey did not die.
The Sikh monkey is the Iranian space monkey.
He's Iran.
And what about the filthy minky?
He's there. The filthy minky's there, too. That's five, isn't it?
That's five.
The filthy minky doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, I didn't
he
know.
Just likes to sit.
I had no idea. I don't know the
filthy
rules.
Filthy minky?
No, he's fine. Minky.
He's good. He's good.
Okay, good.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with him, though. I may be looking for a new owner.
That's Terry Boers. I'm Dan Bernstein. Who are you crapping at five on the score?
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670 The Score.
You know what? I want to send out a big White Sox hello and congratulations to a couple of guys. Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein. And I believe this Thursday we'll be celebrating their 1,500th show on The Score. And guys, that puts you in an area like a cliche. What is a cliche? A cliche, because it has withstood the test of time. 1,500 shows. Congratulations to both Terry and Bernstein. Or Burns and Borstein. Either one. Either way, that's a lot of shows.
The struggling Bears are now 3-11, and now get ready for Washington. We're covering the matchup right up to game time, so get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And their seamless service makes hosting a breeze. Visit realurbanbarbecue.com to download the holiday menu. And boy, did we get a load of the holiday menu a couple of days ago, man. The slow smoked prime rib is a thing. It is wet aged and then perfectly smoked and just spectacular. We had the smoked ham, which is awesome. Char crusted beef tenderloin, traditional sides and homemade desserts from the Real Urban Bakery. And it turns out that we actually know one of the brand new Real Urban pastry chefs who's very talented. Call the holiday hotline at 847-861-1190 to place your order today. Real Urban Barbecue, located in Highland Park, Vernon Hills, Oak Brook, and coming soon to Skokie.
CBS Thursday
It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Interesting items. Music.
More vile one. Mr.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a classic Dan and Terry moment.
Hey, buddy.
On 670 The Score.
Phil Emery has loved this thing, by the way.
Loved the process.
Loved it.
He loves processes.
He loved it.
You know what he also likes?
He's giddy.
He's learning about football. The Trestman thing makes sense because Emery really likes smart guys.
He does.
He likes smart people. It's plausible that Trestman would be under heavy consideration as a finalist. I would say he's a for sure for the next round.
I think it's going to be Arians. My guess would be unless something really falls off the tracks tomorrow. I think that's sort of a guy he's targeted in his mind. But
well, this is what he wants to do. Is he said he wanted to learn.
Yep.
It's clear he does. It's pissing off the rest of the league, too. He's flying around getting state secrets.
The enjoyment he's taken in this thing, you will hear that when the coach is named.
We brought in three individuals. Those individuals were Mark, were Bruce Arians, and Daryl Bevel. At the end, both George and Ted asked me my thoughts on who was the final person. I gave him my thoughts. And George looked at me and told me that during this process, we always told you at the end, we would defer to your candidate. He said, it's time to defer. Who is the choice? I said, Mark Trestman.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Chance.
Yeah, we gave him a chance.
We gave Mark a chance, but then Mark killed Bears football.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
Still dead.
Still dead, isn't it?
It's still dead.
Still dead. Look at it.
I'm told we have a mystery caller who wants to join the final Boars and Bernstein show. Welcome, mystery caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
It's Jason from Evanston.
Oh, young Jason from Evanston. I don't know Evanston. Him. Yeah, he's long gone. We don't know whatever happened to him. The wide-eyed young idealist.
Yeah, he lost his hair and had a baby.
Yeah, a baby.
Hey, fellas, I wish I could be out there with you guys, and I've been listening to the show for most of the day. Actually, me and Jason caught a couple hours here at the hospital, and it's a terrific day to reflect on what this show has meant, not only to the city of Chicago, but to radio in Chicago, because it's not just a sports radio show. And I've had family members and friends who never listened to talk radio before get involved with you guys and have felt some kind of way, whether it be angry or sad, happy or mad, throughout these last 17 years. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you guys have done to me, for me and to me.
Wait a minute.
Well, you were a big part of it, man.
Yeah, you were.
You've got ownership in this thing. You've got skin in this game.
Well, I've been privileged to be a part of it. And it's not about me. It's about you guys today. So from me and from all the listeners and anybody who's ever been a part of this show, thank you so much for everything you guys have done. Because as some of the callers have stated, you've gotten many a guy and girl in this city through some tough days and made their day a little bit brighter. And we all appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. So congratulations on a terrific run. And Terry, you know, you'll always be my man. So this is not even close to saying goodbye to you. But
no, we will talk to you on the 5th. And kiss the little one for me. Would you kiss? Give Jason a kiss.
Yeah. Take care of that adorable little boy.
Yep.
No doubt. But thank you guys for everything that you've done for all the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we owe it to you, not us.
Once young Jason from Evanston. Young Jason,
11 years old.
Now Jason Goff. And boy, that's his... seeing that little boy, that tiny little boy he's got is really, I know it's got to be very special for you to see what...
Oh, it is.
Is he? How old was Jason when he started calling?
11.
He was 11?
He was 11, yeah.
That can't be.
He was 11.
When he started calling the Heavy Fuel Crew?
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
He was 11.
Amazing.
City he was great.
The City of Fools is in Sycamore on the score. Hello?
Hey, Terry, we're going to miss you, man. Hey. Quick question for you before I bring up my couple favorite moments in the show. Why is Jesse Rogers in the NIU Broadcasting Hall of Fame ahead of you? Can you explain that to me? I don't understand it.
Ouch.
Wow.
I think he's insulting you.
No, I'm insulting you ultimately, really. My two favorite show moments, there's a ton of them. If you guys have time before the end of the show to tell some George Offman Cirque du Soleil and Circus Jerkus update stories, that would be awesome. And the funniest moment to me, one of the funniest moments was when they played Putting on the Ritz and Dan was broken for about 10 minutes on the show. I don't remember what day that was.
We were in Bourbonnais. We were in Bourbonnais, and we were all hungover, and for whatever reason, we couldn't stop playing those drops from Young Frankenstein. I don't remember.
Exactly right.
I have no idea why. As is befitting this show, I cannot tell you why we started doing it. We just did.
That's what happens.
That's exactly.
That's what happened. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Shaft.
Either that or we're just too drunk to perform.
East Hazelcrest is on the score. Hello,
movie reference.
Hey, boys. Well, for the last time to the both of you all, I'll say, Scoozy.
And it's so Scoozy.
Hey, guys, you know, I just want to say thank you so much. You guys have really saved my neck a few times, because there are times I've been wanting to choke some people at work, and then I get in the car or I'm walking to the train, and then next thing I know, I have to commute those people's sentences. So I just want to just thank you all, because you all have been a blessing to me. I've seen you all at various remotes, and particularly like at the auto show. And I tell you, since the day the score started in 1992, I've been an avid listener whenever the Monsters of the Midday would do transition with the Heavy Fuel crew, that would have me just in laughter and tears. And then I remember driving from a Lombard to my house, and they announced that you guys are going to be on together, and it's just been so good, so great. And I get really, really, it's just awesome. And it's like when you all are on, if anybody else is on in place of you all, I get upset, especially during those years of the White Sox. And so for now, with the Cubs winning, and how cool is this? 25 years, in the 25th year of the score, the Cubs win the World Series on the score. I mean, that's just awesome. And Terry, I'm going to miss you. But man, I've been listening, I've been reading you since I was a teenager at Morgan Park High School when you were in the Sun-Times covering the Bulls. And I tell you, you're just awesome. And with you and Matt, I mean, with you and Dan, I'm sorry, Dan, you guys have just been so good together. And unlikely pairing, but boy, it's sweeter than wine. And, you know, I just have to say thank you so much. And every time I hear the number 83, or it could be a dinner, and I'll just mumble it under my breath. The family members don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Or if someone says anything regarding hair, I'm always saying, you know, by cracky, and folks just don't get it. But I'm cracking up within myself because
I'm not sure I get
it. You guys.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you,
the
Shaft.
Kind words.
Appreciate it.
Shaft, love you, man.
It is now time to load up the phones.
Here it is. Wait. One last time.
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hi, buddy!
If so...
Hey, buddy.
Now is your chance to expose that person. 312-644-6767.
Hey, buddy.
It is time for...
Who are you crapping?
One last time on the last Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
The ninth day of Cubs, Mr. Score gave to me a World Series game to win.
Yep, Schwarber gets two RBI and Jake Arrieta baffles the Indians to tie up the series at a game apiece.
RBI single, Kyle Schwarber, Cubs lead 2-0.
Don't miss this historic game starting after Thursday night football on the 12 days of Cubsmas on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group. No silent.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week, but why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Weekly horoscope.
Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This week in music history.
Former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack at age 50 this week in 2002. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rappaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything.